think of all this attention you're getting heading into a preseason game?
I just take it for what it is, and I'm really just focused on the game, and I try to block everything else out, and it can be distracting. I mean, it's just distracting at times, but then you like learn to zone out and focus on the task at hand. And I mean, my goal is to be the best football player and best teammate I can be for this team, so that's really what I'm focused on right now.
Are there any phases of the offense that are scaled back a little bit until you get a little bit more comfortable with it?
I mean, I feel like we're, it's preseason, so we're going in the game plan. Marty wants to win, and, I feel like we have a lot of stuff in, but this is a very complex offense. There's a lot of things we can do in it, so, still got some big plays in for me. It doesn't seem like it's too scaled back.
Are you aware of the sort of fervor in the city surrounding you? I mean, you're on the cover of the Daily News, people are talking about you. On the radio, you got a million cameras around you. I mean, are you aware of it, and are you surprised by it?
I just sort of, like I said, I take it for what it is, and just try to zone it out as much as I can, because sometimes it can overtake you, and I just try to focus when I'm in here with the guys, and I know this is part of the game, and I really just trying to focus on being the best teammate and player I can be.
Have you let yourself think about the fact that you, as of right now, could be the number two quarterback going into the regular season?
You know, I don't really think it that way. I just, it's just numbers. Of course, there's a lot of responsibility. And, I mean, I'm really just focusing on getting better. That's all I can do. And that's what I've said before, is just really focusing on every day, excelling and moving forward, however that may be. So that's really what I'm focusing on. And whatever the numbers that it turns out to be, that's what it'll be. And I'll keep working hard and, keep working with the quarterbacks. We have a great quarterback room. All the veterans have helped me out a ton, and, I'm just doing my best to help them.
Nick, the struggles are going to come at some point, right? You're a rookie. It's going to happen. What do you do then? I mean, how do you prepare yourself to adjust when that happens?
I mean, you really just learn from it. I learned to, I had a great mentor at Arizona, Frank Selfo. He was my quarterback coach there, and, he taught me to treat wins and losses the same, treat good and bad days the same. So I look at it, even keel, and always stay focused. And I'm always, dissecting the game. Even if I feel like, the game went well, there's plays that I could have, done better, maybe stepped up, checked down the ball, moved around a little differently, set the protection a little differently. So there's always, I always stay even keel. If things go bad, you play one play at a time. You have a good play, it's on to the next play. You throw a pick, it's on to the next play no matter what. So that's how I approach it. I know that there's going to be battles and struggles, and it's really, just staying focused and keeping confident and just, keep playing and keep fighting.
Now, Friday, you're going to get your first chance to go against the team's first-team defense. Can you talk about that challenge, something you haven't faced yet?
I know the game's going to be fast, so I'm just going to have to play fast. We have practice today. It's a fast week. Putting in a game plan in one day, so I just need to go out there and have a great practice today, and go into the game just playing really fast and just playing one play at a time.
It's only a couple days, but
that you're going to play the first half. What do you want to accomplish in phase three of your game development?
I mean, I want to one play at a time, move the ball, and the most we want to put points on the board. However, we do that, so it's really just executing the plays one play at a time and. Just continue to excel, continue to, gain comfort in the offense and show, the guys around me that, I can go out there and play and play at a high level with them. I mean, we have a lot of great veterans that were out there with me the other day, and it helps to have those guys around. So just going out there playing one play at a time and executing our offense and moving the ball, that's the most important thing.
Has anything changed being the starter going into this game for your preparation?
No, just keep working. You got to approach everything like you are the starter, no matter, one, two, three, or four, or five, whatever it is. So really just keep the preparation the same. I think the only thing that's different is it's a short week, so everything's very condensed. And, we're traveling tomorrow. So one good practice today and then a mock game tomorrow, a lot of film tonight. So that'll probably be the toughest task is we have one day to prepare, really.
What an experience is this for you, getting all these reps in the preseason, probably more than you probably figured?
I mean, it's very valuable. Just getting the reps, like I've said before, you get more and more comfortable every time you rep a play, and especially in a game, getting the game feel, the game speed, being in the environment, like being on the road. So It's another road task, so every rep is very, very valuable. So, and that's why it's so important to approach it one rep at a time.
How does Mike seem to you? I know he's a guy that does not like to be banged up, does not like to miss time, even in the preseason. How has he seemed the past couple days?
You know, Mike's a solid guy. I mean, he's always very confident, and like you said, he hates to miss anything. He's a warrior, and, you know, he's just getting healthy, and, you know, he's Mike Vick. He'll come back strong, and he'll be ready to go. Like I said before, he's the leader of this team. All the guys look to him, so he'll be ready to go.
Two questions and one for you. Do you think a lot of teams out there kicking themselves for passing on you in a draft? And also, are you able to prove that a lot of people made a mistake by not maybe taking you a little bit more highly in a draft situation?
You know what? I don't even look at it like that. This is where I was meant to be. I couldn't have been happier coming here. And, you know, the fact that they believed in me and it was the only team that worked me on, I met with, so I had a great comfort level. And, you know, that's the only thing that's important to me. I'm with the Eagles, and I couldn't be happier in a great city of Philadelphia. So, you know, it's special for me to be here. And, you know, I'm going to approach it, and I want to, you know, everybody wants to be the best. So just keep working hard and, you know, helping my teammates in any way possible because it's a team game. It's not an individual game. You know, quarterback might run the show, but there's a lot of guys out there, as you saw in the game, that made a lot of huge plays and protected my butt. So I just got to play at a high level and help these guys out. I mean, you just always have to be ready, no matter who the quarterback is. And you never want to see anything happen to him. I mean, because he's such a, you know, pivotal part of this team, like I've said before. But you always have to be ready. You never know when that moment's going to come. Like the other night, I mean, who would have known that would have happened? So I think the key is always to be – I mean, I have a head – all of us quarterbacks have headsets, so we're listening to every play and staying in tune to what's going on the field and really visualizing what you do if you're on the field. So that way, if something does happen, you're already in tune to the game and you don't have to, like, jumpstart it. So that's really important.
When you're out there, what are you competing for? What are you thinking about?
When I'm out there playing?
Yeah, like, are you saying I'm competing to win this job? I'm competing to be the backup?
I'm competing to beat the defense. That's simple. I'm not worrying about that stuff when I hit the field. When I hit the field, it's playing ball and moving the chains. And, you know, I go in the huddle, I see the guy's eyes, and, you know, I see a lot of, you know, confident, strong individuals ready to play. Just say the play, go up to the line, and read everything out and play. I think the most important thing is to play fast and not try to think too much, because when you're playing, you just want it to be natural. You don't want to, because if you're thinking so much, you're going to start being really fidgety. And I think the most important thing is just to play fast and just trust in the instincts. And, you know, when I'm playing to move the ball and score points.
Does it mean anything to you that you have the highest quarterback rating of any quarterback in the league right now through two preseason games?
I didn't even know that. That's news to me. You know, there's a lot of stuff I need to work on, so I'm not worried about that. It was two games. Like I said before, the guys played, you know, helped me out a lot. So a lot of stuff to improve on. There's several things I need to work on and get better at. So that's really all I'm worried about right now. No ratings or stats or anything, just getting better.
What other things you're working on getting better at?
I mean, I think the big thing is just, you know, showing the guys when I'm out there, you know, as a quarterback, no matter, you know, if you're first, second, third string, you got to be a leader of the team. So being a rookie, you just, you know, I've grown very comfortable with all the guys on the team. We have a great group of guys, great coaching staff. So I think the big thing is just continuing to growing in the offense and growing in, you know, just everything.
Jason Kelce said you're like a little kid out there. What do you think he meant by that?
I think, I mean, look at him, though.
Yeah.
No, I think you got to play the game with that attitude. You know, when you're a kid, you go out there and you have fun. And when you're out there, you're playing a game. And that goes with when you're a kid, you play at a high speed. I mean, I know I've gone out and thrown football and run around a field when I'm home trying to, you know, work on different things. And you tend to get tired. And then, you know, you're like, man, I could do this all day when I was a kid. So really playing at a high speed and having fun. And when, you know, my philosophy is if the guys see you having fun, they're going to loosen up and let their natural abilities take over. So when I play, I just try to have fun and not, you know, worry too much.
Nick, about the toughness factor. Whenever someone talks about you, they talk about how tough you are, and you took some shots at Arizona your last year. Good shot the other night. Just is there any accounting for that toughness? Is that an innate thing?
I got a tough mom. She's a – no, I don't know. I don't know. I just, when I play, I just really worry about next, you know, executing that play, and that's really the only thing in my head. I see the defenders coming, but it's really just, you know, I know how hard our line's working. I know how hard our receiver's working. So I got to step into every throw or however to get the ball there, do whatever I can. So I'm not really, you know, worried about the other stuff. And, you know, when the hits happen, I really don't even, you know, I know there's some big hits and there's some big dudes in this league, and they're probably eventually, you know, just going to smack me or smack whoever. So it's really just getting up and just continue to play and continue to move the ball. And, I mean, that's really what's on my mind.